Listeners to this program know how much we love a great memoir, and we've featured a few blockbusters recently. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new engaging memoirs from the entertainment industry. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I was recently assigned a roundup for Oprah Daily of the 25 best celebrity memoirs to go along with her latest book club pick, the new Lisa Marie Presley memoir, which I'll talk about in a minute. Many of the books I selected we've already talked about on Weekly Reader: Prince Harry, Michelle Obama, Brittany Griner, Griffin Dunn, Barbara Streisand. But for the next 2 weeks, I'll fill you in on some of the ones we haven't covered. For a few years before her death in 2023, at the age of 54, Lisa Marie Presley started work on a memoir by recording stories on tape. Not wanting this precious material to be lost, her daughter Riley found a way to bring the book to completion by editing the transcripts and interweaving stories and commentary of her own. A clue to her inspiration for this project is found in the book's title, From Here to the Great Unknown. That's a lyric from a song called Where No One Stands Alone, which Lisa Marie Presley recorded as a duet with archival tapes of her father, Elvis Presley. This memoir could be seen as a similar posthumous duet between parent and child. In the printed book, the two voices are printed in different fonts. On the audio, Julia Roberts reads Lisa Marie, and Riley does her own parts. It begins with powerful memories of Elvis, who died when his daughter was 9, from wild times in golf carts at Graceland to the day she watched his lifeless body carried away. Her teenage years were shaped by the hands-off approach of her mother, Priscilla Presley, who dropped her off at the Church of Scientology Celebrity Center to be taken care of. She shares details of her relationships with husbands Danny Keough, Michael Jackson, Nicolas Cage, and Michael Lockwood. As she and MJ fall in love and bond over the unbelievably abnormal lives they share, it reveals a side to Michael Jackson we've rarely seen. After the suicide of Keough's younger brother Ben in 2020, Lisa Marie's own death was something of a foregone conclusion. By sharing her mother's life and essence with us in this open-hearted, unmediated way, Riley Keough has given us a rare window on lives lived at the furthest reaches of the bizarre planet of American celebrity. Another memoir from the world of music is All I Ever Wanted by Kathy Valentine, the bassist of the Go-Go's. To this day, the Go-Go's are the only all-woman band with a number one hit, and Valentine, who wrote Vacation and other trademark songs, proves herself a clear-eyed and deeply feeling observer of the 1980s music scene they inhabited. Her story begins in Austin, Texas, where she and her young, reckless single mother struggled to stay above the poverty line, and where she formed lifelong connections to musicians like Charlie Sexton and Jesse Sublette. Valentine's ferocious dedication to music paid off big time and early. By the time she was 21, she was touring with the Go-Go's, and a few years later, she would be opening for Bowie and the Stones. But way before she was ready, the dream was over. She does a great job of dealing with the role of alcohol and drugs in her trajectory, acknowledging the fun parts as well as the nightmares, the ultimate toll, and the road back. A girl who came from nothing, had everything, and lived through the aftermath, Valentine tells her story with relish and courage.
The books are From Here to the Great Unknown by Lisa Marie Presley and Riley Keough, and All I Ever Wanted by Kathy Valentine. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.